independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Send up a crossfoot. Give me an app check.
There's a place in the friendly skies where not everyone's so friendly.
Stop. Hold it.
I need 3 hours minimum.
Check it out.
Over 9,000 mechanics of United Airlines work
here. Give me a mini grinder.
They're picky, fussy, stubborn. But if you fly, they're the best friends you'll ever have. United, rededicated to giving you the service you deserve. Come fly the friendly skies.
Skies, and in fairness, they were not in the skies when they were unfriendly. Only when the tires, landing gear go up underneath and they are up in the air are they considered the friendly skies. Until then, they could be Richards on the ground. How you doing, everybody? Happy Monday. It's the Chad Benson Show. I watched that video on numerous occasions, and here's the thing. United's getting hammered over all of this. And rightly so in some ways. The way that they have done some stuff here isn't very nice. First, they asked four passengers to get off the plane. They overbooked. It wasn't because they were overbooked. They were trying to get apparently four other United employees, I think a couple pilots and stuff, on the plane as well from Chicago to Louisville. This guy did not want to get off the plane. He was not going to be deplaned at all. Said he was a doctor, said he had to get to the hospital. The police, Chicago Airport Police, came on the plane and forcibly deplaned him, if you will. Forcibly deplaned. Then everybody, and apparently when they got him up, something happened. He hit his face. He was bloody. They took him out. And then he got back on the plane. And then there was blood everywhere. And everybody had to get off the plane. Was really not a cool thing all the way around. I think he could have handled it better. I definitely think the police could have handled it better. United. And like, look, everybody has a story about airlines. Everybody does. Everybody's got a story about an airlines. Everybody's got a story about, you know, many of you out there flying, the nightmare that is flying at times. And I'm not talking about the fear of terror. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm talking about just the issues we've had. Canceled, lost luggage, horrible way that they've treated you and on the plane, the whole nine yards. We've all had an issue here or there. And if you fly enough, it happens. Now, you're not guaranteed a seat. He wasn't guaranteed a seat, but he was on there. And they should have made other arrangements then for the pilots to fly them there, but they didn't. And the way that they do it, quote unquote, decide who gets a day. First of all, they ask everybody, who wants stuff, right? Like, who wants a bunch of free crap? I got $400 here. Anybody going once, going twice? No. Wait a minute. I got $800 here for you to fly anywhere you want to fly in the continental United States. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details, right? Not a licensed medical professional. They tell you all that stuff. But they were handing out some goodies, right? Like, I would have gone, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to take $800, but the next flight to where I need to go, I want business or first class. Boom. So you're kicking me off this? I want business or first. Boom. All right? Business or first never gets kicked back, right? They never get asked. So then they said, okay, nobody's asking, you know, nobody's offering to sacrifice themselves. So then they said, we're randomly picking. Randomly. Randomly pick. They didn't randomly pick. The way they look at stuff is the higher the fare class, so meaning business first, you're not getting bumped. If you have a complex itinerary, meaning you've got two or three connections and you can't miss those connections because us trying to get to where you need to be may not be possible at that point in time, right? Or if you've got gold platinum member, you are, you know, all these kind of things, you're a frequent flyer, you guys are less likely to be asked. I mean, they're not going to look at somebody who's in the Presidential Club or the Platinum or whatever it is and say, hey, we're going to kick you off this flight because you travel a lot with them. I would be surprised if they kick somebody new off the flight, right? Because you want to get new passengers. You do. But I was laughing at it. Anthony's not through. Anthony, he doesn't like this. He thinks I'm wrong. I said, you know what? You should have just got up and left. Right? You should have just got up and left and then argued with them out there. And then they just should have said, hey, you know what? Everybody's getting off the damn plane now. Nobody's going anywhere. So then they would have just killed him, right? Like, everybody would have killed him. And was like, this is the guy and the reason we're not going to Louisville. And everybody just killed him. He then got back on the plane, right? He got back on the plane. This is what he said about this. Again, he's got a bloody mouth, his face, because he hit his head on one of the armrests there. And this is what he said.
Just kill me. Just kill me. Kill me. Just kill me. And go on. Kill me. Just kill me. Just kill me. Just kill me.
Just kill me. I got to be honest with you. I think it's a bit much to say just kill me. It's a flight. Right? It's a flight. You missed a flight. We've all missed a flight. We've had a flight canceled. We've all had issues with, if you fly enough in your life, you're going to run into problems, whether it be a bad flight, whether it be engine problems and they're going to have to wait, whether you be, for 2 or 3 hours, whether it be you're stuck on the tarmac for, X, Y, and Z, whether it be they lost your luggage, you're going to have some issues. They overbook. They overbooked here. It is what it is. But if you're United today, you've got a massive issue, right? It's like staring at you in the face. Like there's nothing that you could. And they said they're doing, the CEO is basically saying, look, we're reaching out to try to talk to him. And I don't blame United for the way that he was taken off. United asked him to lead. They got some guys in there that were the cops. And I don't blame them because it wasn't United police. It was the Chicago Airport police. And that guy's been suspended, the guy that pulled him off. And they dragged him out. If you haven't seen the video, they drag him out. It's on the website, chadbensonshow.com. Go check it out. You can go there and see it. And, again, he's screaming. Ah! People don't help either. People, because they're too busy. There's always that one person. No, what are you doing? No. I just thought it was interesting. I mean, we talk about all the other stuff we're going to talk about today. But to me, I looked at this and I thought to myself, because we've all been there, right? We've all flown on airplanes. We've all had issues. And it's not just bad issues. Every once in a while, you get there and you get bumped. Like producer Phil, you've got bumped up before.
A little voluntarily. It used to be I would be the first person at the gate saying, if you need a volunteer, I'm it.
Yeah. And every once in a while, too, it's a good thing, man. You get there and all of a sudden you get a free flight. Or every once in a while, I go, hey, you've flown a lot. We don't have a place for you on coach, but we are short a person up front in the first class. So if you'd like, you could fly there. Hell yeah, I want to fly there. I want the hot towel, right? I want the people smiling at you all the time. I don't want the grumpy people in the back, all in that cattle car. It's what it is, right? It's just a cattle car. It's a veal crate. It's a flying veal crate. You're stuffed next to people, right? You're in the center. Like, the center, you get both armrests. That's what I got to remind people. If you're stuck in the center, you get both armrests. That's part of being in the center. The window has one armrest and a chance to look out the window. The aisle has a chance to get up and down whenever they want without being a pain in the ass. And they've got one armrest. You're stuck in the veal crate. You get both armrests. There's etiquette to flying. But when the cops ask you, get off the plane. I have to be at the hospital tomorrow. Well, he ended up going to the hospital anyway. Probably not the way he thought he was going to go to the hospital, but he did go to the hospital. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. You can text the program. How do you feel about it? Good, bad, or indifferent? Was it the right thing? Was it the wrong thing? Is this being overblown? Have you had issues in your flying days? 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. There's also a poll up about it. Should the passenger on the United flight given up his seat, or was United within their rights to remove him? 21% say yes. 67% says no, they weren't. 12% said it was the police fault. I blame the police for his injuries and the issue and the way that he went out. I don't blame United. I mean, people get bumped all the time. That's part of flying. That's absolutely part of flying. So you can check it out. Go over there to at Chad Benson Show. Take the poll. You can text us as well, 323-538-2423. Tell us about your flying nightmare stories. Hey, if you're hiring, you never know who is. Doesn't matter where you are in the country. Doesn't matter what you do, right? Nationwide. If you're hiring and you're looking for the best employee because you're sick and tired of having not so good employees that you have to train over and over again, but you want somebody who really wants to be there, stop what you're doing right now because posting in one or two places isn't working. ZipRecruiter.com can help you with a single click post to 200 plus sites, including places like Facebook and Twitter. Think about that. Single click, 200 plus sites, any industry, anywhere in the country, nationwide. You don't have to worry about juggling emails. You don't have to worry about crazy phone calls to your offices. Nope. You're able to look at all the candidates. You're able to rate all the candidates, and then you hire that candidate who is the right person fast. Boom. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses like yours. Right now, listeners of the Chad Benson Show, that's all of you out there, post your job for free today. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free today. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Serving up talk radio medium rare and dripping with irony, it's Chad Benson.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform
all the duties incumbent upon me.
All the duties incumbent upon me.
As Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
As Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
So help you God. Neil Gorsuch is now a member of that very elite class of individuals known as Supreme Court justices. He is now the ninth member, taking over for the late and great Antonin Scalia, passed away last year. Everybody was there. Antonin Scalia's widow was actually there as well. So congratulations to him. He is now the ninth member. It does nothing and changes nothing on the court. Everything stays status quo. There you go. People excited about this? It stays status quo. The next one will be a completely different story. If there is a next one during the Trump administration, it will be a completely different story, especially if that next one comes from the other side of the aisle. Unfortunately, you have to say that. When it shouldn't be any aisle whatsoever, but if it comes from the activist side of the judging world in SCOTUS land, that will be something completely different. This one changes nothing, status quo, and Trump's happy.
Justice Gorsuch, you are now entrusted with the sacred duty of defending our Constitution. The first ever Supreme Court justice to serve with one of his former law clerks. That's sort of a big deal, isn't it?
So who did he, again, clerk for? Was it Anthony Kennedy? So he clerked for Kennedy. Kennedy didn't clerk for him. So 93, 94, he actually clerked with Kennedy. Now they are colleagues on the court. And Kennedy may be one of the other ones that may be, you know, he's up there in age, too. I think you've got two 80-something-year-olds who are, you know, you've got Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Kennedy who may leave. You know, we're hearing maybe this summer that he could step away. You're hearing Ruth Bader Ginsburg had kind of told everybody she's going to give it till middle of next year and make a decision. So that will be the fight. When one of those two go, that would be a huge fight. But this changes nothing today. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, would you like to? I think we should all become a little hipper, cooler. Why don't we do this? It's a thing called Urban Word of the Day.
It's time for the Urban Word of the Day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban Word of the Day.
Your Urban Word of the Day comes in the world of selfie land. It's called selficide. Selficide. Meaning you kill yourself while trying to take a selfie. Selficide. Last week we saw somebody that did not kill themselves but came very close to killing themselves by trying to take a picture in Sacramento, up in the Auburn area, the fourth largest bridge, tallest bridge in America. She fell 60 feet and hurt herself, all to take a selfie. All to take a selfie. People love taking selfies, and it doesn't matter what they do. They'll put themselves in harm's way. And when they die, you just say, hey, how did Jim die? He took a selficide. That's how he died. That is your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium is stretched. Man, there's so much stuff going on out there in the world of, today it was a quiet weekend, right? We had a quiet weekend. Jack and I had a lot of fun. We went to the Boy Scouts. Found it to be very interesting, the Boy Scouts, I have to admit. It's been a long time since I had been to Scout Land. And they had this, what is it called? Like this, I don't want to say it's a jamboree, but it was definitely, it was a fair. I didn't expect a ton of people, but there was several thousand people that showed up to this. And, you know, it was neat seeing the stuff. I'm like, oh, I remember when I did that. But they've modernized it, which I think is cool too. But there's still those kids. You know what I'm talking about, right? With the big sash on, and it's got 4,000 badges. And you're thinking, I identified the virgin. Chad. Oh, it's, I know, I shouldn't be that way. I can't help it. I'm horrible at people watching, and you are too. That's why you listen to my show, because you're as bad as I am. People watching's fun. I'm horrible at people watching. And you know what's neat too? It's like, you know what was very in demand, producer Phil? This was great. This was very in demand. Older guys in dark green shorts with dark jet black or jet blue socks, really bad shoes, khaki shirts, and they have those beards that really, the hipster beard before the hipster got it. Yeah, it doesn't look good. It's a mess, too. It's not kept clean. And you could tell that they've been a lifelong scout, and they also like to look at birds. Just saying. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Later on in the show today, we're going to have Kurt Lippold on from used to be the commander of the Cole. We're going to talk to him about everything that's going on in Syria and whatnot. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We do not have any information at this point as to whether there are any precursors to the incident that would have raised our suspicions as to any type of violence that might have occurred on the campus.
Horrible incident today, San Bernardino. That was San Bernardino Sheriff Ron Moss. No info on why this took place. Apparently, disgruntled domestic lover situation. I don't think it was husband and wife. I think maybe their boyfriend, girlfriend. Not quite sure. Came on the campus. Two students were critically wounded. And eventually the teacher who he came to get was shot and killed. And then he killed himself, self-inflicted gunshot wound. Horrible situation. How did he get on campus? First and foremost, which is what I'd like to know. How in hell did you get on campus? I thought you have to go through all this stuff. Right? And secondly, once again, why the kids? Like, why in front of the kids? Why in front of the kids? Even though they weren't targeted, they say, two were still critically wounded. What in God's name is it that you have to do something like that? How do you get to that point where you have lost your mind and you've got to do something like that?
The children, we do not believe, were targeted. The entire incident was limited to a single classroom. The suspect had come to the classroom to visit the adult female that was in the classroom.
I don't know. It is a horrible situation again. And yet here we are, right? It is bad, bad, bad. Hopefully the students will be fine. Just another horrific incident where you just sit back and you scratch your head and you think, how did we get to this point where people wandered on there and decided that was the thing you could do? It's like yesterday. Yesterday I was watching that horrible situation in Egypt with the Coptic Christians, you know, Palm Sunday yesterday, and it showed one person who walks. First of all, the fact that you have to go through a metal detector to get into some of these churches is insane, right? It's insane. And the guy couldn't get through the metal detector, so he blew himself up. I just thought to myself, are you kidding me? In my life, I don't know about you, Producer Phil, but in my life, there is nothing that has ever pissed me off enough where I said to myself, I am so mad. I am so angry. I need to strap explosives onto my body. I need to go over to said place, and I need to prove a point by blowing myself to smithereens. And I've been angry before, but never that angry. Never that way. Never in my life have I said, you know what? I'm so angry at he or she that I need to go to their workplace, kill them, then myself. As angry in life as I have been at times, and as many of you listening, it is just, it is a freaky world. It is a freaky, crazy, scary world at times, but you step back and you think, okay, what are the chances of any of these things really happening, right? Like with shark attacks. We hear about it all the time because it's something happens. We're getting ready for summer. Over the next several months, people are going to be in the ocean. Somebody's going to get bit here. Somebody's going to get bit there. Somebody's going to get hit there. And all of a sudden, it's the summer of the shark. And then you look back and you're like, six people were attacked. One lost a limb. Most everybody else got bites, but they make a huge thing out of it. And I thought to myself, well, I look back and I'm like, did any of this stuff happen when I was a kid? Yeah. We had the 24-hour news cycle. They die literally to fill time with just about anything. Could you imagine if they had to sit there and riff amongst each other? So, yeah, Dana Perino, what say you about what'd you do this weekend? Yeah. No, they've got to fill time. They fill time by doing stuff like that, right? Talking about, you know, the salaciousness of stuff. Because we're more about the salaciousness of stuff. Case in point, Alabama governor just resigned, right? He resigns today. What's the number one thing that he resigned? Because he used campaign funds. He didn't report campaign funds. He dipped his hand in the cookie jar when it comes to money. But what's the thing that everybody's talking about? Not that. Everybody's talking about the fact that he dipped his hand in a honey jar and had an affair. That's what people are talking about because it's salaciousness. Salaciousness sells and wins the day. If it bleeds, it leads. If it's sex and it sells. That's the truth. We could try to pretend that sex doesn't sell, but it absolutely sells. 110%. It sells all day long. Salaciousness sells. Crazy stuff sells. Alabama governor resigns after allegations used state money to cover up his love affair. And it talks very little about how he covered it up. But it talks a lot about the affair he had with his 45-year-old top aide, who, by the way, was not bad looking. And the governor's not a good looking kind of guy. But you know what? Power works, right? Power works. It's crazy, but very true. Crazy, crazy, but very, very true. Sex sells. Always has. Salaciousness sells. Things like that. You know what doesn't sell? Did you see? Was it DC Comics came out? And they just said, essentially, look, we have tried, but it doesn't work for us. It doesn't work. Diversity, Marvel said the same thing. People are pissed at Marvel because they said last week their sales are down because nobody, they're trying to be diverse, right? This character's gay. That character's transgender. This character's that. That character's black. This character... it's a superhero, right? We know the stories. They're all the same. Somebody gets bit by something, right? Somebody comes from a different world. He's a billionaire and something happens and his plane crashes and he's the only one that survives. It's always the same. It's never some like 340-pound guy that can't get a chick to save his life and they're like, let's give this guy superpowers. Right? It's never that guy. It's the same stories, but they tried to be diverse. Marvel president David Gabriel made the rounds, and he suggested that poor sales reflected readers disinterested in comic books featuring non-white and female superheroes. Now, in this day and age, you know you can't say those kind of things, even if they may be true, which is the sad thing, is because we have now opted in our world to forego truth for the sake of feelings. Forgo any of those things for the sake of, you know, I don't want to tell you the truth because even though it's the truth is if I tell you the truth, you're going to think I'm a Richard and then everybody's going to hate me on social media. And so I'll tell you a lie if it makes you feel better. No, it's your business. If the truth is your business is hurt by the fact that nobody wants to watch socially diverse superheroes, have a socially diverse superhero. See if it works, right? Here comes progressive person. Dun, 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 dun. I'm progressive person. I'm a nondescript, non-gender, binary creature. Dun, 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 dun. I'm here to stop climate change. Here comes recycling person, right? If that's what you want, great. Here comes trans person. But if people don't buy it and you're like, look, this is what people want. Yeah, we like women who are superheroes. We like Wonder Woman. Isn't Thor now a female? Isn't that what they're saying in the next one? Thor's a female? Thor's not a female. Well, it's about the hammer. Yeah, Thor's not a female. Period. They've got, you know, it's, but forcing something. Forcing something. Marvel's David Gabriel on sales slumps. People didn't want any more diversity. Didn't want female characters. He went on to say, look, women and diversity have caused the sales slump. But you got to think about who's your audience, right? A lot of us have read comic books. When the time you read a comic book? I can't even remember when I was a kid. My uncle reads comic book. He's a nerd. He doesn't care about diversity. He cares about a storyline and the characters. But he doesn't care about who they are, what they identify at, what their sexuality is. You got superpowers? What can you do with those superpowers? You give them a small back, you know, you give them a small backstory, but you don't want this big, and that's what it's become. And these nerds don't care. They like their Spider-Person. Is that what we're going with? Here comes Spider-Person. Oh, spinning a web, but then cleaning it up because it doesn't leave a mess. Oh, wow. I just, you know, it's so stupid. When you force diversity down people's throats, people don't like it. You could pretend all day long. But that's what we've gotten in this day and age. And heaven forbid that you say something that may ring true or have honesty in it, even as a business person in one of the largest places right now as far as business goes, which is being part of Marvel because of their massive appeal on the, you know, of the movies. But if it hurts your end game as far as what you do, think about how bad comics would be right now as far as the pain they would be in if it wasn't for the fact that they've licensed their movies and their characters. But are you going to go watch Thor if instead of Hemsworth, it's Scarlett Johansson? I don't know. Probably not. Again, you know, what if tomorrow we've decided Batgirl used to be Robin and Robin's now become Batgirl? It's silly. It is. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. About 2 million people are robbed yearly. That's a lot of people. FBI says about once every 20 seconds, somebody's home's getting broken into. Now, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling frustrated, you're trying to figure out the best way to protect your home, don't sign a long-term contract. Don't have strangers inside your house. Do it yourself in a simpler way, a better way. Simple, better, faster. Protect your home and your family with Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe, you just got to go online. Few clicks, boom, your Simply Safe Home Security system is on its way. Few days later, it's on your doorstep. And an hour after that, your home is surrounded with 24/7 professional protection. That is amazing. It is easy to use. It doesn't get any simpler than that. And the best part with Simply Safe, no hidden fees, no long-term contracts, no hassles, just better, smarter home security. And it really is. The camera is amazing. And it's so simple and easy to set up. My son's mom's got it. Got my family it. Kelly here, one of our VPs, she's got it. I've got it. We've all got it. It is so easy to set up. And it is absolutely amazing. Pennies on the dollar just to have safety and security and peace of mind. So go to simplysafe.com/Benson. Get your special. That's the Benson special. That's 10% off. Hurry. This discount is not going to last forever. Simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off your Simply Safe home security system. Simplysafe.com/Benson. Order today. Have it there by this weekend. You'll have it up. Goodness me, kids. Think of the peace of mind. Simplysafe.com/Benson. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
The Bean, that's what I call Jack. He and I hung out this weekend. We did our thing at the old, I don't know, I guess it was a fair. We had a lot of fun there. He got a new badge. He's getting a lot of badges. I told his mom, don't ever show him a picture of Muammar Gaddafi or Idi Amin, because they had a lot of uniforms with badges. I want to be like them. What do you get that badge for? Killing a lot of people. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Boss. That's a great. Oh, God. If he saw that, because, like, there were some kids walking around with, I don't even know what all the badges are anymore. I really don't. Like, you know, how to start a fire. I'm like, you got an arsonist badge? No, it's not an arsonist badge. There was a lot of stuff there that was neat. And I was surprised. You know, one thing I said that really surprised me is, how many Latino kids and Asian kids who their parents were, you know, like the first generation, they're here, they still, you know, that English isn't their first language, and how their kids are in there. And I was talking to one lady and she says, you know, we want, this is part of America, part of Americana. And I thought that was really cool that, you know, being the Boy Scouts and Jack loves it. And I have no problems with it. I am all day happy with Jack being a Cub Scout, Boy Scout, Tiger Scout, whatever he is this week. I can't even remember how many. We should have scouts as adults, right? Like, you didn't sleep with them on the first date, you should get a badge. Right? Like, you didn't get a DUI, Steve, you should get a badge. You held it in without vomiting in the Uber, get a badge. Oh, dude, you're not going to get a badge, right? You're not getting a badge. You puked in the back of the Uber driver's car. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. I will say this, right? Like, the thing about little boys is you got to do a million things in a day because their attention spans that of a gnat. So we did 90 minutes. Then we had to go play. Then we had to go shopping because I needed some things and he needed some stuff. And then we had to go see a movie. We saw Boss Baby, which was really funny. Really, really funny. I absolutely enjoyed it. I know Alec Baldwin can be a tool, but he was good in this. I liked it. And then we went back. I had to drop him off because they had like some sort of Easter-y thing that they were doing. We had to play before then. We had to play Shoot 'em Up, Guns Up. We had to play Arrows and Cops and Robbers, and we had to play Army. It's like, you just can't do one thing with little boys. Like, little girls, they go, we could do crafting, we could do stuff, and nope, boom, we're going to do 85 things. We had to ride a bike, right? I got to get my skate. I'm going to ride a bike holding my skateboard, then eventually I'm going to get tired of my bike, and I want to ride my skateboard. It's like happening all, like, I want to do it all. If we could have a bike, skateboard, gun machine thing, we could fit it all into one. The beauty of little boys. Boss Baby was number one. It beat Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the, I didn't understand how large Beauty and the Beast was going to be. I didn't get it. It's at $1 billion already. $1 billion. What's it been out? Like 4 weeks, 3 weeks? I can't, March 17th, not even out 4 weeks. And it's at $1 billion. I did not realize there was that much draw for that movie. That was my bad. My bad. Congratulations to Beauty and the Beast being at $1 billion. At the rate it's going, I do believe it is going to be one of the top two or three movies. Is it going to overtake Avatar at number one? I don't know about that, but it is on its way. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. We have polls up at Chad Benson Show on the old Twitter, and two polls. One is, did United do the right thing in the way that they handled the person on the flight by removing him? 23% says yes, they were right. 65% says no, they weren't. 12% all the police fault with the way it was handled. And also, who's a bigger threat, Kim Jong-un in North Korea or Bashar al-Assad in Syria? North Korea is leading that one handily, 78-22 on that. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Still so much stuff to get to. Congratulations, big guy shout out. Sergio Garcia won the Masters yesterday. Very cool. Big Sergio fan. Good to see him get off the schneid after 74 starts and not winning a major. Oh, my goodness. Solid start to our Monday, kids. We got two more hours that we promised. And swear we're going to be better or your money back. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.